One thing I have to stop doing is I've been editing. I get really pissed at myself for all the stuff I do. One thing I say so much, and I want to punch myself in the face, and I don't even realize when I'm saying it that I'm doing it, is I say perfect.
Oh.
Like, dude, don't say perfect again.
Every time you say perfect, I'm going to punch you in the face.
It's perfect.
Okay.
Bam! Bam! I need a new pair of glasses. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, our listeners literally help us rock the suburbs.
That's right, Patrick. It is a once-in-a-lifetime episode aimed at well-respected men who spend a lot of time in the garage. Push that button?
The red one, yeah.
Push the button. All right, man. So Jasper's still here.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We can't get rid of him.
Yeah. What were you doing? You're in the neighborhood?
Well, you know, I heard there was free beer and there are couches to sleep on. You know.
Pool to be played.
That's right.
All right. I got to do this because this is how we like to start the show when we can.
We do. Ah, what a crack. Very well done.
Back to the Guinness. Okay.
Holy cow. This podcast brought to you by...
We hope someday. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. That is exactly what we are doing right now.
Yeah, I'm Patrick Foster.
Hey, I like that you took the lead.
Never happened.
Yeah, it took some initiative. I'm Jim Lenahan, and then with us is...
Jasper Cole.
Ba-bam.
Jasper, thanks for coming over. What we're going to talk about on this episode is we're going to go back to episode 2.
Okay.
We revisit episode 2, which seems like, you know, numerically was a long time ago, but it was only like a month ago or something.
Yeah.
And on that episode, we talked about like songs about the suburbs, mm-hmm. right?
I remember.
And then we got some listener picks for that. And
love our listeners, Jim.
We do. And this
They're so willing to contribute. It means a lot.
This is Listener Appreciation Week. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to kick it off here with a song suggested by a listener named... Nick Scalera.
Okay.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground. Into the blue again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is the...
All right, so of course that's Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
Large automobile.
Yeah. I have a large automobile.
Mm-hmm. How did you get that?
How did I get here? I don't know. I ask myself that question all the time. Yeah. This song has a lot of relevance, I think.
A classic kind of suburban tune in many ways, right?
Yes. Again, I think it's sort of a, not necessarily a flattering commentary on that lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? But I think one that a lot of people can relate to. You know, you sort of go through life and... At some point, you look back and say, like, how did this all happen exactly? Yeah. Like, you know, just sort of got here.
Yeah.
And how did I get all these records?
That's what I was... Right. When did I ever buy all these albums?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bought, you know, 3 copies of Remain in Light by the Talking Heads. So, look at that.
Only 3?
I, of course, remember this song as being a big video back in the day.
That's
too,
right?
Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things as a kid when you watch it and you're sort of like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, this is something I have to pay attention to because it's just so bizarre.
Jasper was given a little of the Stop Making Sense choreography during the playing of that, which was nice. I liked it. The big suit, classic.
Do what I can.
Yeah.
So there was that recommendation. And then we're not going to play all these right now. You should go out and listen to them. Or maybe we'll post...
Yes.
Links or a Spotify
certainly
playlist, something like that, mm-hmm. on suburbspod.com.
Yep.
Get on that, Patrick. And Bob George from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, he tweeted 3 suggestions for suburban songs.
Beautiful.
One is Urbana's Too Dark by Braid.
Braid.
You kind of remember Braid? Them. They're an Illinois band.
Right. You remember them, Jasper? They were a little bit of a sort of an emo-ish kind of band, I think, in the 90s at some point. Yeah.
I totally missed that.
Kind of liked them a little bit.
So there's that.
Braid.
This one I think you know, Basement Scene by Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter, yes. Absolutely. Great song.
Yep.
Yeah. Bradford Cox, fantastic band.
Yep. And then this one I definitely know you know. It is All the Pretty Girls Go to the City by Spoon.
Yeah, exactly right. Another great band.
That's
great
a good song. Suburban
yeah,
song, right?
That really is.
That's a good commentary on
that really
the
is.
Suburbs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. A nice song. Did you grow up in the suburbs, Jasper?
I did not. I mean, I grew up in a small town, I guess. Not small, but 30,000, I think it was at the time, Olympia, uh-huh. Washington.
Okay.
So some would say suburban, but it's not really. It has a suburban feel, but it's not a, you know.
Yeah, I would think of it, right. Like
sort of in the middle.
Right, sort of a small city more than anything
yeah,
else, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, and not a giant metropolis. So, yeah, it's interesting to think about where we all grow up and how we think of suburbia, because to me, I don't know. I've never been to South Dakota. I don't know what Sioux Falls is, but that seems to me like in the wilderness. You know, when I think of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I think like, wow. So, I don't know if
polar bears, right?
Exactly. I don't know if Bob, grew up somewhere different, but maybe he's there now. But it's interesting just to think of how geography influences your perception of other things.
It really does,
right? I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, I get the sense of like Sioux Falls, as far as South Dakota goes, is probably the big city.
Probably a big
right?
city, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But they probably don't really think of themselves that way and think of other cities as being the big city, like Minneapolis or something like that to them, right?
That's a good point.
So,
right.
I don't know.
Sure. I mean, I grew up an hour from Seattle, but it's not really a suburb of Seattle, so.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you think of that?
But I think, no matter where you live, and unless you're like, probably in Manhattan, there's always something that sort of seems like the bigger thing,
that's
right?
That's right.
And even in Manhattan, they think of like Queens as sort of like the country, right?
That's right. So, yeah. I mean? So, Williamsburg.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? You mentioned Jasper in his experiences growing up. So Jasper is going to give us a suburban song pick.
Excellent.
After a little break, a little message. Let's do that. All right. So stick with us.
Jim, I think something's wrong with me.
What is it this time?
I dreamt about Courtyard again last night.
You keep having this recurring dream. What is this all about?
You know, Courtyard, Jim, they're the band that kicks off the music for our show. It kicks off when it kicks off.
Yeah, and have they done anything else?
I don't know.
They have, actually. You can find Courtyard albums on iTunes or Bandcamp or Spotify.
Wow.
You can also find a website with all this information about Courtyard. They're a band out of Knoxville, Tennessee, by the way. And you can find them at quartjar42.com. In fact, they have a new album coming out they're working on right now. It's about Bigfoot. It's called Squatch, an Odyssey in Space and Time. I mean, you got to check that out.
That was my dream while I just ordered 2 Quartjar t-shirts.
That sounds both fascinating and horrifying at the same time. Okay, and we're back here in the basement, and we're talking about songs of suburbia.
Yeah.
Listener picks, and we tease that Jasper's going to give us a pick, but hold off on that, because I want to get to one more listener. He's actually an old friend of mine, guy I went to college with. His name is Eric Stats. He lives in Naples, Florida.
Oh, the Stats Man.
Yeah, Stats Man, there you go. And he messaged us on Facebook.
Okay.
And had a pick for a suburban song. In fact, the whole message just said, "What about this?" and had a link to a video.
Okay.
And here's the song when you press play.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pours.
mind, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade, and she passes looks as well as bills that every suave young man.
What is that?
That is A Well-Respected Man by the Kinks. And yeah, that's stunning because that song was written in 1965.
Wow.
So that's even before Ray Davies' incredible flourish of songs that I would consider, you know, like some of his concept albums they put together, like Something Else, Face to Face, Village Green Preservation Society, Arthur. Like, he had this amazing, just unparalleled flourish of creativity. And he wrote that before all those albums.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit off mic about how the Kinks really, Ray Davies, you know, wrote just great sort of commentary on suburbia, right?
Yeah.
We should do a whole episode on the Kinks and that sort of stuff later.
I think we should.
Or maybe several episodes.
Oh, yeah. I think we should hold our thoughts. Yeah. Could be a Kinks week.
I third that motion.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So I'm really glad that Eric suggested that because, you know, there are several songs. The Kinks, you know, Ray Davies just had a great sort of eye for society and the sort of societal norms and how people, you know, get by and interact and things like that. And, you know, in a very, obviously in a very sort of British society kind of way, but a lot of it applies to the US too. And that whole, being a suburbanite who, you know, commutes every day 30 miles each way into Washington, D.C., I can definitely relate to the, you know, get up early and go to work and get back at a certain time each day and all of that, right?
Instantly relatable.
Punctuality, right? The way...
That's right.
That's right.
Kind of spits that out.
Yeah. All right. So thanks a lot for that. Okay. Now, Jasper Colt, you have a pick.
Tell
us about your suburban song.
Sure. The short version? No. Okay. So... I'm going to choose Weezer's In the Garage from the Blue Album.
Okay.
I listened to this a ton when I was living in Encinitas, which is just outside San Diego.
Okay.
Suburb. Yeah, I moved there to play in a punk band with a friend and was building cabinets and would ride my skateboard to work every day. I was definitely kind of like a punk kid in a surf town.
All right.
So felt a little outside of the norm, but had a little bit of skater mixed in there, so enough to hang with some friends. But
and you knew about pocket holes because of your day job.
That's right.
Again with the pocket holes.
Again with the pocket holes. And I literally had a garage as sort of my den, you know, my man cave, I guess, if you will, long before man cave was a thing.
Yeah.
And had set up, you know, all my music gear in there and was rocking out in there myself. And a friend of mine gave me the Blue Album on CD, and I remember popping it into my Discman daily.
Yeah.
And rocking out in my tiny man cave of a garage to this tune. So.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die. I've got Kitty Pryde and Nightcrawler too. Waiting there for me, yes I do. I do. On the wall, my favorite rock group Kiss. I've got Ace Frehley, I've got Peter Criss waiting there for me. Yes, I do. I do. In the garage, I feel safe.
All right. Does that sound like your garage?
Sounds just like it.
Gotta love the
Takes
way he kind of fits garage into the lyrical scheme. You know, not garage or garage, garage. Right? It's garage. Love that. Always love that.
Well, he has an amazing songwriting style that just defies logic.
And on this record, too, I mean, kind of a like a little bit of a lesser known track, I think. But man, because there's a lot of other, you know, songs that were singles and things like that. But this one, great tune.
Always spoke to me. You know, it's definitely about sort of being an outsider, but feeling safe in your sanctuary.
Does it sort of have a Brian Wilson reference there?
Yeah, a little bit, right? Yeah, kind of in my room, in the garage. Yeah, but you know, and I think what you said, Jasper, is right. Like a lot of, you know, living space is where we define as whether that's suburban or urban, right? It's all about that little space you carve out for yourself, no matter how big it is. And that song,
especially when you're a kid, right? Because you're, you know, you grow up and you're, you know, you're living in somebody else's house, but you have your own space, right?
Yeah,
and you sort of, that's important to you.
Yeah. Your blacklight posters.
And you had Kiss posters on the wall,
Man, I had a lot of Kiss posters on the wall. The famous one where they were sort of dressed up for like the bicentennial, if you remember that one, where they had the sort of the fife and drum. Like,
I do remember that.
Remember that poster?
Oh, my God.
That was the big one I
had. Oh, my God. Yes, I do remember that. I had a 12-sided die.
Yeah.
Of course. Who didn't, right?
All right.
Outstanding, Mr. Colt, sir.
Great pick. All right. Thanks a lot. You going to stick around for a little while?
I'll be here.
Absolutely.
Not till tomorrow. Anywhere.
All right. All right. So listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
Do that. Visit us at suburbspod.com. You can hear the show there, or you can hear it on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher. You can also...
I like the Audio Boom because when you play an episode, it'll cue another one right up for you, which is kind of cool.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Just put it on, you know, and
let it go.
Binge listen, right?
Yep.
Okay. You can also email us at rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook at suburbspod. Oh, and you can call the Suburban Party Line.
Yeah.
Leave a message. We'll put your voice on a show. The number is 612-440-1984. Operators are standing by. All right. Thanks a lot, Jasper. We'll talk to you again later.
My pleasure. If you need me, I'll be in the garage.
Perfect.
Whoa. I can't.
Bam!
In the face.
I can't stop saying that.